You have to create yourself as valuable. You know, and I always tell people, especially those that I have coached in adversity recovery, is you are only as valuable as you allow yourself to be. So if you create yourself as valuable, other people will see you as valuable. When you create yourself as not being worthy, you create people that treat you unworthy.
That's Sherry Ricard, an adversity recovery specialist, nurse, and host of Real Girl Talk, a top-ranking show. Her guest list includes Real Housewives and celebrities. She's also had news anchor Gretchen Carlson on her show and The Skinny Confidential's Lauren Everts. She booked all of them through outreach on her own. On this week's episode, she shares tips on how to book your dream interview guest. She shares her scrappy techniques for podcast growth and the importance of knowing how valuable you and your podcast are. Welcome to Podcast Coaching with Christine. Here we talk about how to grow your podcast using industry insights and broadcasting strategies.
I feel like there's so much I want to talk to you about outside of the podcast, though.
Ask away. Talk away.
Well, anywho. All right. So, welcome to the show, everyone. Today's guest has become such a wonderful influence in my life. She is a coach. She works in business growth, and she's a writer. She's an author. She is the host of Real Girl Talk podcast. And I've been on her show. I shared some pretty revealing stuff when I was on her show, and she's with us today. One of the things that I love about this woman so much is her tenacity to grow her podcast and to reach out to whoever she damn well wants to and then get them on her show. And guess what, guys? It happens. So we are going to dive into how to get the person of your dreams on your podcast, the person you never thought would say yes, how to make them say yes. So everyone, please welcome Sherry Ricard to the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Christine. And I really admire you too. So, you know, I'm always wanting to pick your brain because you are smart. Anybody that can go out there in front of a TV camera and be the journalist that you were, very smart, very intelligent, not to mention beautiful. So, I mean, I'm sure everybody wants to watch you on TV anyway, but, and I love what you've done with your podcast. So thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Thank you. Gosh, guys, get some good girls in your life. They just, you know, when you have good people, especially good women and ladies in your life, it just makes everything better. And Sherry's one of those people. Sherry, let's talk about Real Girl Talk.
Okay.
Where did this idea come from to start this podcast? I remember you and I talking about it, how it was something that was on your heart for a long time, and then you just pulled the trigger. So How did that happen?
You know, it's really interesting because I don't think it was just one thing. It was a combination. A dear friend of mine was on Bravo TV for Real Housewives of Dallas season one, Tiffany Hendra, and she does a lot of coaching for people that are really afraid to get in front of video, which is kind of funny because I walked on stage from when I was 12 years old up until I was in the Mrs. Division. So I'm a pageant girl 100 years ago. And so walking on stage and talking is not a problem for me, but to put me in front of a video and I see that light come on and I'm supposed to talk, all of a sudden I don't have any words. And that's really, you know me, it's hard for me not to come up with words. And so I worked with Tiffany, and she's wonderful, by the way, if anyone ever needs a mentor, but I worked with her, and she basically just showed me that you just have to put yourself out there, and who really cares? Because one thing that everyone that knows me knows, that I don't care. I hope everyone likes me. We all do. but I really don't take it on as offensive if you don't. And I know that I'm not everyone's cup of tea, but that's okay, because I had to learn that it really doesn't matter for those that are not for me. It's those that I'll reach that are for me, right? And the ones that I need to touch. And so I decided with a little coaching that I would get in front of a FaceTime live every Wednesday. It was like Facebook at 6-7 o'clock on a Wednesday. Well, you can imagine I have to have the light and everything has to be perfect and you have to have the script and what am I going to talk about and all that good stuff. Well, I did that and I didn't know what to call it. So, and I really didn't know what to talk about other than some of the skill sets that I had. So I just called it Real Girl Talk because I wanted to have guests on my Facebook Live that could talk about some of their experiences and skill sets and talents that they had. And so that's what I did. I just asked a few people if they would come on Facebook Live and talk about themselves. Well, that's pretty easy. People like to talk about themselves, right? So I did that for several weeks and I realized that getting dressed with makeup on and the whole lights and doing all that every single week was not going to happen for me. It wasn't going to work. So I thought, how can I get my voice out and still have guests, but I can still wear my unicorn slippers or my bunny rabbit slippers and no one would know the difference. And so I thought, you know what? I need to figure out this podcast thing. And it was that time that I actually found out about vision boards and really was getting into vision boards. And I posted a logo, an iHeartRadio logo on my vision board with a mic, with a picture of a hand holding a mic. And that was in January. And in November that year, my podcast launched. And of course, I called it Real Girl Talk because that's what I started with Facebook. So I just kind of transitioned over to Real Girl Talk podcast. And that's pretty much how it started. And within a couple of months, it transitioned and was picked up on iHeartRadio. So now I'm everywhere that you can listen to podcasts, including my favorite. You're going to laugh, but it's TuneIn, because I love TuneIn. So, you know, you have your little, the little box, Alexa, you say, Alexa, play. Well, you can tell Alexa to play Real Girl Talk and she plays my show. And I love that because a lot of times we listen to podcasts in the car, when we're exercising, going for our walks, whatever we're doing, but we don't necessarily turn it on when we're doing things in the house because we can't hear our phone. But if you are on TuneIn, then people can listen to your show while they're cleaning the house, while they're cooking, and when they're going from one room to the next. So now I'm there too.
Yeah, I love that about TuneIn, that you can play your podcast. And so that's your favorite thing to do?
Yeah, you know, it's really cute too, because a lot of times I'll go on my Instagram story. You know, for those that have podcasts, you need to make sure that you are linked up with TuneIn, and you can also do an Instagram story. And in that Instagram story, just kind of stand in front of your little Alexa player or talk to your Alexa player and just say, Alexa, and then pause and say, play Real Girl Talk. And it's really funny how people will reply to me and they'll say while they're on their phone and that comes up on their Instagram story, their Alexa starts playing my show in their house. It's like if you can't make them press the button, tell their Alexa to press the button.
Oh my gosh, that's so smart. What a great hack, guys.
Uh-huh. It has worked every single time. I'll have several people that respond and say, oh, my Alexa started playing your show. And I'm like, really?
So you do that in your Insta story and then it makes other people's, smart.
So when it pops, when they're listening to my Insta story and they're scrolling and it says, Alexa, play Real Girl Talk. That's what their Alexa starts doing. It's really cool.
And this is the thing about you, Sherry. You always find a way to hack the system when it comes to getting your downloads up and also when it comes to attracting guests to your show. So you've had some big names on your show. Like you mentioned earlier, Gretchen Carlson, you've had,
I've had several Bravo TV, Real Housewives celebrities on the show from Potomac. I had Monique Samuels from Potomac, Emily Simpson from Orange County. I'm going to have her again on my show. We're going to be recording, this month, actually. She has a new website, that's going to be launched in November, and she asked me to help promote it. So she has to come on the show and do that, right? So, I've had a lot of great people on my show. Deandra Simmons from Housewives of Dallas, that's about to air this year. I think it's like their fourth or fifth season. She'll be on my show again. I've also I just had Kaia Jones from the Pussycat Dolls. She's an award-winning musician. She's got some amazing music coming out. She's on the Trump advisory board. I've had some really awesome, the lady that owns Rich or Poor, she bought that company for $11 million. She's a CEO and founder of Rich or Poor. So I like to have women on the show that can talk to those that my audience are women, right? So I want someone on the show that can talk about stuff that real girls talk about. We talk about beauty. We talk about business. We talk about men and relationships. We talk about hormones. We talk about, you know, writing a book and fulfilling our passions and traveling and, you know, and hearing from women that have made it big and how to level up yourself and your own lifestyle. So, yeah, I mean, that's why I asked these women to come on the show because, and I am pretty picky. I won't have just anyone on the show, especially if there's someone that I don't feel that I'm going to have a connection with, because it doesn't come across really authentic if you're not going to have a connection. I will tell you that probably the most scary was when Gretchen Carlson was going to be on the show because, mm-hmm. I mean, she's an expert, right, at what she does. And so I thought, oh, is she going to critique me the whole time? And she was very sweet. She was amazing. She was actually very complimentary. And we had a great conversation and we connected very well. So you just never know. And also I learned a lot from her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like what?
Well, you learn a lot from your guests. You know, a lot of times I learn from when we stop recording, because when we stop recording, you can kind of pick their brain. So if you're really wanting to know something from someone, and let's say that person, in order to reach that person, it's going to cost you a couple of $1,000 to get coaching from them, right? How many of us could do that 5-6 times in a month? Pay a couple of $1,000 for coaching. That would be really difficult to fork out, you know, $12,000-$15,000 to talk to these women. But better yet, have them on your podcast show and allot an extra 15 or 20 minutes after the show with some set questions on picking their brain of what you would want to ask them if you were paying them to coach you. And so you're able to get a lot of very valuable free knowledge from those women that you have on your show. And, you know, one thing that Gretchen shared with me that I said that she was very complimentary. And at the time I needed that from her because I really wasn't, and she didn't have to be, it was very genuine. She said, you know, you really did a good job. And she pointed out different things that I did during our segment together that she appreciated. And so that was valuable to me to be able to take on to the next episode with the next woman that I was going to have on my show, right? So, yeah, I mean, that's valuable to me, being able to have had branding experts on my show. And of course, we all want to brand our podcast. Well, have a branding expert on your show and pick their brain for 15 or 20 minutes, or pick their brain while they're on the show. I had someone on the show the other day. The show actually airs next week. And I just asked her, I said, you know, you speaking of marketing, how would someone market a podcast? And she immediately said, well, the first thing I would do with you is put you on video. And she really gave me a really interesting idea that I do record, but I don't ask permission to share that recording because a lot of times they don't want to be recorded, or they don't mind being recorded, but they don't want me to share the actual video. They just want me to share the audio. But I realized that I'm missing a big audience by not having the actual video up on YouTube instead of just the audio. So I am going to move forward. I am going to ask if, you know, that I will be sharing video with their permission, because sometimes they'll come on my show and they'll say, hey, listen, I don't look great. I don't want this video to be aired. And I have to respect that. If I don't, I could miss some really big ladies on my show. Mm-hmm. I had Defna Edwards on my show. She is the founder and owner of Cinemoi Television Network. And she refused to come on video because she wasn't sure. She didn't know me. Mm-hmm. So she wasn't sure that she could trust me that I wouldn't share the video, and she didn't feel like she looked her best. And she owns a television network, so she didn't want to be seen. So I had to respect that. And I did, because I wanted her on my podcast show. Yeah. So sometimes not everyone is going to join on video, but you can certainly ask. So they're prepared with their hair and makeup, possibly their background setting or whatever they want to do. And then if they decide they don't want you to use it, you have to respect that.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, that is a huge way to grow your podcast more quickly with YouTube, because of like the SEO machine that is YouTube. It's pretty much like Google. So if people were to type in, you know, Gretchen Carlson or you know, something like that into YouTube, your video, your podcast with her would have come up. If people are searching for, you know, what Gretchen Carlson really thought or something like right. that. So that is something to keep in mind. It is a significant increase in work to repost your podcast.
No, and I will tell you, if you actually take your, if you're going by Zoom, which is what I do, I use Zoom to do my video and audio recordings. And then what I do is I go into a converter and I change my Zoom to an MP3, which is what I upload into Libsyn. Now, you could take that same Zoom and you could easily attach that into your podcast show on YouTube if you're not wanting all of these frame rounded and you're not trying to make it be fancy, which I don't think people care about fancy. They actually just want to see people talking. I mean, if you think about it, would you rather watch Fox News and CNN? I don't want anything to do with CNN. Sorry for those people that love it. But if would you rather watch CNN and Fox News, or would you rather listen to it? People want to watch it. They tune in to Fox News and CNN. They don't tune into it on their radio. They want to see the guest. Why is that? Because video is super important. And I know for myself, she taught me that, and I've been missing the mark. Mm-hmm. And I want to be able to do video. I think it's important that you do that. You can go and create your channel on YouTube very quickly. You can copy and paste what it says about you and your podcast, copy and paste that on your intro into YouTube. You can easily do a little Zoom recording of your intro and leave that tag to the top and then just fill your YouTube below it. It's actually not a lot of work. I have a YouTube channel, but most everything on my YouTube channel is just the audio. It's just a picture of me and you're listening to it.
That's interesting. You know, Sherry, you could you could reshare your videos, even if it's just a video of you, even if it's just a video of you listening and reacting to what a person is saying. That's going to have more power on YouTube than just a graphic. But just to keep in mind, so even for those guests who you didn't have permission to put them on camera, if you still have those recordings, you can reuse the ones of just yourself and put them on YouTube. And it'll take a while to have everything upload because YouTube just tends to take a little bit longer. It tends to. So. But it's absolutely a great resource. And if you're looking to kind of hack your podcast growth, sharing your podcast on YouTube as well as on all of the podcast platforms is going to make a big impact.
Absolutely. Just go and create your channel. And some of you may already have a channel, but it's super easy to do that. You can copy and paste your words from your podcast, shoot a quick, I'm talking quick, 2 or 3 minute intro on who you are on your podcast, pin it to the top, and then just start loading them. You can set aside an extra 10 or 15 minutes to load that podcast on YouTube. Right now, I have YouTube connected to my Lipsum account, but you know, like I said, it's actually just the audio, and I don't have very much as far as the audio. I don't have very much that's actually, I don't have very many viewers on there because they're not seeing anything. Mm-hmm. They're just listening and they can listen to it on Apple Podcast. They're not going to listen to it if they're just looking at a still picture photo of my face.
Yeah, for sure. Interesting. So I feel like we could go down this YouTube diatribe for a little while.
There's all kind of ways.
Yeah. I mean, it is a really great place to repurpose your audio files. I'm also thinking you might just like be able to record live. Like if you're up mm-hmm. for it, if you want no work, you could probably just go ahead and record your podcast interview live on YouTube, create some excitement for your show. You'd for sure have to let people know ahead of time. But that might cut down on the upload times and your workload significantly.
Right.
Maybe just like try it out once and see how you like it and then learn from that and then decide if you're going to do it again or not, the live. But right. That could possibly, and make sure it's with a guest who knows that they're going to be live.
Well, you know what? You just gave me another. You just gave me another idea, and I actually thought about this before. You can go to your Facebook Live while you're Zooming and YouTube at the same time. So, if you have a Facebook that is strictly for your podcast, you can actually do a live on Facebook and YouTube at the same time through Zoom.
Yeah.
So, and then when you're done, you can actually turn that into your MP3 and load that into your podcast.
So Zoom is allowing that capability now? That's a new capability.
Correct. Yes, you can. And you can actually, I'm not sure, you could go to YouTube and find out because everything is on YouTube. You can go into YouTube because I've been on there before, how you can actually take YouTube, go Facebook Live, and you can make some fancy out of it. You can put a frame around it and you can do some cool stuff that way. But most definitely, you can go live on your Facebook through Zoom.
Perfect. These are some great tips. I'm actually going to put some into action. I think you should put some into action. Then we should reconvene and see how it goes on a future
That's a
episode.
Great idea. I'm thinking right now that maybe my next show with Kaya Jones, because it's going to be really good. It's going to be on sex trafficking and what she went through at the Pussycat Dolls. And she's used to going live on Fox News. I think that might be a really good live for Facebook and YouTube. So you just gave me a great idea.
Good. Yay. So serious topics with Kaya Jones. And I'm interested to hear how that turns out. I do want to chat about how you've gotten all these great guests because sure. You are so wonderful at this. And also, you've had Lauren Evarts Bostick on the show from The Skinny Confidential, and she's so huge in the podcasting world. She and her husband launched their own network now and are supporting other podcasters and their growth right. and development.
Dear Media, correct. Mm-hmm.
Dear Media. So how do you do it? What are some tips people can learn from you to get whoever they want on their show?
You know, couple of things. One of the things that the way I started was I created an email. First, you know, you have to go and find the right person to email. And you can just go to their Instagram. And a lot of times they'll have an email right there next to message. And I would venture to say that's the best email to use. If you don't get a response, then you can always go to their website and go to their contacts and see if maybe there's a press media email or they have an assistant or an agent and you can email them. But I always start with Instagram and try to see if there's an email attached to their Instagram, because a lot of times it's their personal email that will go directly to them. And so what I did is I created basically a template email and just saying who I was and why I wanted them on my show, you know, and what they could do for my audience. So it's not, you have to remember, it's not about you as the podcaster, it's about them. So find out what it is that they are wanting to promote. Are they wanting to promote their own podcast? Are they coming out with a new skincare line? Maybe it's an actress that's coming out with her own skincare line, or maybe she's launching a new website. You know, whatever it is, and you can usually find out all of these things through social media because they will announce them ahead of time, getting ready for a launch. And they may ask you, yes, but you know, I really would like this to come out when my book is released, or I want this to come out when my website is released. And if you want them on your show, then you need to figure out a way to make that happen, because that's what I had to do. I had to be really flexible with when shows were going to air. So they, at the beginning, they were airing at different days during the week because I was airing them around my guest convenience and what launches they had going out. So I created this email and I basically said who I was and that I felt that they would be amazing for my show and why. And then I would always put in there something I liked about them. So it would be maybe if they were coming with a skincare line, I could say, you know, I'm real excited to be able to support you in your new skincare line, because it's about them. Not so much as I want to have you on my show to talk about your skincare. That kind of goes back to me again. So it's a, how can I support you? One of the ways that I feel I can support you is to connect you with my audience. My audience demographics is this, you know, and I can tell them that it's women between the ages of 30 and 60. And of course, somebody with a skincare line is going to jump at that. So think about what it is, who they want to reach and what they have going on. Do they have a new movie coming out? Do they have a new TV series coming out? You know, we talked about some of the Bravo, we'll call them Bravo celebrities, some of the reality TV celebrities that I had on my show. And I would have that when it was getting close to time to being launched. Now, there were a couple of them that would refer me back to their agent. And the agent at Bravo wasn't always as welcoming to have them on the show because they didn't want me to ask certain things about the show. And so you have to be very flexible and know that what you may be stumped in what you can talk about. But you can always find that ahead of time. So then what I would do is I actually would leverage, say for instance, if they had an agent, which several of my guests had an agent, I would go back to the agent, send them the link, and let them know what a great show it was. Again, I let them know the demographics that the show was going to reach. Let them know, you know, how much I appreciated it, and that I would be very open to any of their clients to be on my show if they would send me a picture and a bio of their client. And so that helped quite a bit. I would have agents that reached out to me. As a matter of fact, that's how I got Defna Edwards, is the agent came back and said, you did such a great job with Gene Watts, which is a real popular singer in LA, that, you know, how would you feel about having Defna Edwards? Okay, well, give me 2.5 seconds to think about that. Yeah, I will have her on my show. And so, you know, you do a really good job and you treat their clients with respect and you adhere to the rules of what they want you to ask and what they don't want you to ask. And then they'll let you pretty much talk and just have a conversation, which is what my show is about. Then they trust you and they want to send you more of their clients. And so that's what has happened. I've been invited to events of their clients. I was invited to come to Washington, D.C. to Not for Lazy Moms podcast event. I took my daughter with me. We stayed at the Ritz. It was amazing. I would have not been able to meet Monique Samuels any other way. As a matter of fact, we had such a good conversation. She had me on her show. You know, with 55,000 downloads of her show that I was on with her. You know, there's a lot of different ways that you can get those guests on your show. You have to be willing to, you have to be willing to plug it. You know, you have to be able to pitch your show, but tell them what's in it for them. How are you going to be able to support that guest on the show? Give them a couple of little pointers that you're going to cover. And if it's about talking about them and what they have launching, then 9 times out of 10, they'll be interested. And don't give up. If you don't hear back from them, I always do 3 follow-ups. Okay, Christine. So if I send an email and I don't get an immediate response, I usually will wait about 2 weeks and I'll send a follow-up email.
If I don't get follow-up emails, say.
So basically what I do is I forward my original email. I put my calendar link and I would say I'm just following up on the email below and reattaching my calendar link. Looking forward to hearing from you. Very short and simple. So it captures the attention of looking at the email below, which is what I originally wanted them to look at in the first place. And then what I do is I will send, if I don't hear from them, I will send another follow-up within a week. So I go 2 weeks and then I go a week. And what that does is it creates a little bit of urgency and it appears that I'm getting impatient. And so it is, hey, you know, I gave you some leeway to answer me. It's 2 weeks. And then after 2 weeks, I'm going to respond in a week. And so sometimes it'll take that third response a week later that third reach out to get a response, which is fine. I actually just make myself notes. I put stars on my email so I know who to reach back out to and do a follow-up. And, you know, it's pretty simple. I mean, it just really depends on how bad you want somebody for the show. If I don't get a response after 3 emails, I back them up and put them on a follow-up list in 6 months. Yeah. And then I follow up within 6 months because I really don't have time to continue to reach out to you. So I am going to, and at this point, you know, you have to create yourself as valuable. You know, and I always tell people, especially those that I have coached in adversity recovery, is you are only as valuable as you allow yourself to be. So if you create yourself as valuable, other people will see you as valuable. When you create yourself as not being worthy, you create people that treat you unworthy. And so if you put yourself in a situation of my podcast is valuable, you know, I have a lot to say. I have an audience to reach. I don't care if it's 50 people or 5,000 people or 50,000 people. If it's 50 that's listening to your podcast, that's 50 people. Okay, that's a large cocktail party or a small event. Mm-hmm. So how important would it be to reach someone in an event of 50 people? If you had a speaker, you would still want that speaker to come if you had 50 people coming to your event, right? So you have to treat that podcast as valuable no matter what your audience reach is. And when you have that mentality and confidence in yourself, it comes across. It definitely comes across in your emails and it comes across when you're interviewing someone.
Absolutely. And I love that you just really broke that down for everyone. So you send the initial email, just kind, serving them, talking about how you want to support them and what they can share with your audience. Then you follow up 2 weeks later, just saying following up, and you do create a sense of urgency there too, and curiosity when you're like, because here's my calendar link to book time to be on my show. And so that would make an agent, a person more interested, the guest, right, possibly. And then that third time, it's like, hey, this is the last time I'm reaching out. Or what is in that third email? It's more,
just wanted to follow up and make sure that you received my 2 previous emails to be on Real Girl Talk Podcast. And also you have to make sure that your subject line is very simple. My subject line says, be our guest. Well, guess what? If somebody sends me an email that says, be our guest, I'm going to open that email to find out exactly what they want me to be a guest of, right? It could be a party. Mm-hmm. It could be a TV show. It could be a radio show, a podcast show. It could be anything. Be our guest to what? So that's going to get your initial email opened. Be our guest. And make sure that when you're sending an email to someone, don't capitalize your email because it can easily go to spam if you haven't spoken with those people and they haven't received an email for you. So we would tend to put "be our guest" and we would do "B" with a capital B. I would not recommend that. I would do a small case B, "be our guest," because it's less likely to pick up on spam and actually reach that person's email. Just a little trick.
Email hacks with Sherry.
I told you, I'm a jack of all trades and a master at none. No, I'm just teasing. I don't say that. I feel like I am actually multi-passionate. Mm-hmm. And so I try to master whatever it is that I'm doing. And I think that that's super important, especially when you're podcasting, because podcasting's not easy, right? Because we have to think about, we have to have time to edit if you don't have someone to do it for you. If you are not going into Canva.com and creating your promo pics, you're doing your guest a disservice. And also, they can go to your social media and see that you don't publicize your guest. Therefore, why would they be interested in being on your show? If you have a podcast and you don't have a Facebook and Instagram, you also are not going to create yourself as being valuable. So it's important that you have that. It's important that you publicize and promote your guest because other guests see that. And I'll tell you one more trick, and then if you want to move on to another subject, but another trick that you can do is when you go to their Instagram, you can leave them a message. Don't text a message. Text them a video. Or text them an audio message. And this is how I actually received a couple of my guests that were verified by Instagram, you know, have 100,000+ followers that are difficult to reach. I sent a couple of emails to one particular guest and she didn't respond. So I just sent her a video. And I just said, "Hey, it's Sherry from Real Girl Talk. I sent you a couple of emails, didn't hear back. So I thought I would just shoot you a little video and let you know that I am super excited to have you on Real Girl Talk. I really want to help promote some of the products that you have coming out for fitness and wellness. And I'd love to hear back from you." Boom. She immediately, not only did she respond, she sent me a video response. And said, "I would love to be on your show. I'm sorry I missed your email. Use my personal email." And so she came on my show and she was so wonderful. She was so fabulous. Loved her. I mean, I've had some really amazing guests on my show. And, you know, I don't just reach out to those that have, you know, 10,000 followers plus, although I would recommend targeting those people first because they can do swipe ups on their Instagram stories and take their followers straight to your podcast. I also reach out to women that may just have a couple of thousand followers because I think it's important that we as women support each other, not just support the women that have made it to the level that we want to be, because I'm nowhere near the level I want to be. You know, I have 10,000 followers plus whatever it is. I don't keep up on Instagram. That's ridiculous to me. I mean, I should have more than that, but it's not about the followers to me. It's about the customers to me. And it's about the clients. My clients are my listeners. The more listeners I have and the more that I attract sponsors. And so I just started incorporating sponsors just a few months ago, something that you told me to do a long time ago. But, you know, I just started doing that and it's been successful. As a matter of fact, when we get done here, I have to record a commercial. So for Green Chef, which was an amazing sponsor to land. So there's all kind of ways, and of course we can talk about that too, but there's all kind of ways to really grow your podcast and grab attention.
So is that with Lindsay? Did you end up working with her from Right Side Up?
No. No. I haven't actually worked with her. We weren't able to touch. And so I need to go back and get in touch with her. I got super busy in that time and I was traveling quite a bit. So I wasn't able to connect with her.
Sherry has a full-time job as well, guys.
Sherry has a full-time job. Actually, I feel like this is a full-time job a lot of times, but you know, I think that's why I say when I'm multi-passionate, I'm passionate about what I do in every aspect of my life, right down to being a mother, right? So even though my kids are older and they can take care of themselves. Well, maybe my college kid can't, but maybe my son won't hear this, but you know, there's, but you know, there's times that you have to be able to sit down and take care of what you're passionate about. Because I always believe if you pursue excellence and whatever you're looking at, it's actually going to pursue you back. So yeah, I mean, there's all kind of ways that you can gain sponsors. There's all kind of ways that you can gain guests. I should probably write a little ebook about this, to be honest with you.
I agree. I think it would be so helpful for people. Something else that we've kind of talked around is how you have the confidence to reach out to these people with these giant followings, right? Like, it can be scary because you're like, why would they talk to me? Why would they say yes to being on my show? Sometimes it just takes courage to reach out to someone. But that has, I mean, in the time I've known you, that has never stopped you.
Right. But why would it stop anyone? So if you think about that, if you have the confidence and the courage to have a podcast show, okay, why would you not have the confidence and the courage to reach out to whatever guest? Listen, you know what? I would reach out to Donald Trump right now. As a matter of fact, I probably should. He may tell me no, but I certainly have the confidence and the courage to reach out to him. Otherwise, how are you going to get anyone on your show? You know, and you have to be able to leverage your relationships. You know, I am one to, you know, if there's anyone that you want on your show, I'm going to connect you because we're friends first, and I'm going to also support you as a fellow podcaster. I'm going to support you as a woman. And if there's someone that, and I respect what you do, and I think your podcast is wonderful. So if there's a guest that I've had on my show that you want, I will connect you by email. I'll connect you by messenger on Instagram. I'm going to connect you because that's just what we do. I also believe that it comes back on you tenfold, right? So karma is real, good and bad. I believe that we are basically reaping the seeds that we sow. So, you know, if you're putting out good, it'll come back. If you're putting out bad, that's going to come back too.
I agree with you totally. And one, thank you. And two, I think that there's a really important takeaway. And I talk about this a lot on my podcast. And goodness, there's a number of important takeaways that we've talked about. But you've mentioned relationships a lot and leveraging relationships. Now, that does not mean taking advantage of people. It means really caring about people and consistently doing what you can to support them. And also them working with you to support you back. I have found so many podcasters are such supportive people. And when you do book somebody on your show, then you create a relationship with that person. And then you might create a relationship with that person's agent. And then that relationship might turn into more relationships with more people. So it really is about constantly thinking, how can I help this person? How, not in a condescending way, like, how can we be friends? How can we support each other? How can we grow together? How can we continue to rise together? And this, I see it happening with the people who listen to my show, with my clients, with my colleagues. All of the time, they're making these relationships that are turning into other opportunities outside of the podcasting world. And it is consistently just blowing me away. And it just makes me so happy to be in this industry, right? It just kind of feeds my heart. But right, it's something to think about is every single time you come face to face with someone or podcast with someone, that's a relationship for you to think about, how can I support this person and see them for who they are.
Absolutely.
And what they need to become the best version of themselves. Yeah.
Yes.
Sherry, can we just like hang out, go get some wine?
Yes, let's do. As a matter of fact, I have a girlfriend that's stopping by in about a half hour to an hour. And I told her, I said, I will either make you some coffee or I'll open a bottle of wine. You decide.
Well, it's about 3:30. I vote for the wine. Oh, wait, no, you're in Central Time. See, I'm already doing the math for us.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, that's right.
It's 2:30.
I'm in Central Time.
Yeah. Well, goodness, I feel like we've talked about a lot. There's a lot of takeaways here. Relationships, Instagram, you shared a lot of really good stuff with Instagram when it comes to finding the email connected to the Instagram account. Also, finding the, taking advantage of the DM, not just to slide into a DM with a message, but to slide into a DM with a video. You might get a video response back from someone. Can you share who that person was?
Yes, it was actually, it's Joga Janna. If you look up Joga Janna, Joga Janna, she's awesome. She's wonderful. Had a great show with her. And also, you know, it's really interesting because I had one particular person on my show, and the next day I got a DM from a friend of hers that said, I'd love to be on your show. And I thought, oh, okay, you know, because I get quite a bit of emails now of people that want to be on my show. And so I go through every single one of them. I don't have them all on my show, but I do go through all of them. So you know, you're getting a DM from somebody that wants to be on your show. You're like, okay, who is this? Right. So I look it up and it's Ali Levine. So Ali Levine, I mean, she's Instagram verified because she's a celebrity fashion stylist. And she says, I'd really love to be on your show. Okay. Yeah. Give me 2.5 seconds. Sure. I'd love to have you, you know, and she ended up being such an amazing guest. And guess what? She asked me to be on her show.
Yeah.
And so I was on her show, and then she advertised that and, you know, promoted mine as well as I promoted hers. And it's about relationships. And now we're texting buddies. She's in California and we text each other. She just had a baby just like you.
So. Feels so good to not have the baby on the inside anymore. Just side note, I was struggling at the end.
You were struggling to breathe.
Oh, well, Sherry, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with the audience?
Gosh, we probably have to do another show, and then we can talk about, you know, just social media is a whole separate show on if you have a podcast and you are not being active on your Instagram and Facebook, you're missing it. You're absolutely missing out. So that's probably a whole nother show.
You know, also Pinterest.
Yeah, you're right.
Have you tried Pinterest?
I do have a Pinterest. I'm not as active there. I'm a true believer. There's so many social media platforms. You really need to narrow it down to two or three and be a master at those. So Instagram and Facebook is pretty much where I am, because if you go to Instagram, Real Girl Talk Podcast, so anyone that is not following me, follow me, because I put a lot of little hacks in there about a lot of different things. But if you go to your Instagram, anything you post, you just hit that little button and says, go to Facebook. Guess what? You're not double posting. You're doing one post and it's hitting two platforms at the same time. So anything you post on your Instagram goes to your audience on Facebook immediately. Then you can have your third one, which could be YouTube, that you actually have to spend 10 or 15 minutes getting everything uploaded.
That's right. YouTube takes a little bit. So you have a couple books out.
I do.
And you actually just sent one to me. I just started digging into it before we flew out here.
Good.
But do you want to share a little bit more about the Create Your Life?
Yes. Yeah. So Create Your Life. And I think I have one, because I was actually just reading someone a verse in it. So I have it kind of marked. But this is Create Your Life. Mm-hmm. So Create Your Life is basically for women that want to live an intentional life. Those women that want to be empowered every day, people that want to take time to actually find out what their purpose is and grab onto their passion and also motivate themselves on a daily. You know, a lot of people know my story that my son died when he was 17, which is 13 years ago, in a tragic car accident. And so recovering from that and growing through it, I'll never get over it, but I will continually grow through that, was a very difficult challenge. But one thing that really helped me was journaling. And I've had people send me really cute journals over the years. You know, they'll, for your birthday, you know, your girlfriends will give you like candles and earrings. And, you know, people give me journals to write in because they know I love journals. And I thought, why don't I have my own? This is crazy, you know? And then I have a workshop, a live workshop every year in Baton Rouge, Louisiana at Santa Maria Club. And it sells out every year. And I would give blank journals for people to, as a gift, you know, to write in. It's a vision board empowerment workshop. And I thought, why don't I have my own journal? So I did. I created the 30-day devotional journal and lifestyle workbook where I tell you how to declutter your home, which declutters your mind. That's a proven statistic that if you are living in a cluttered environment, then your thoughts are going to be disorganized and you're going to feel cluttered. So you want to declutter your workspace, declutter your living space. I talk about that. I talk about vision boards and how important it is to create that vision, just like I did when I started my podcast, right? With the iHeartRadio and had no thought of even if it would come to pass or anything about it. I hadn't even researched it, but I had it on my vision board. I also had a picture of Steve Harvey because I insisted that I was going to meet him one day. And a year later, after I put his picture on my vision board, I was invited to be cast on Family Feud, which my family and I were selected for. And we will be at some point, that got put off because of COVID, but I will be meeting him at some point when we go to record the show. So I'm a true believer in vision boards. Steve Harvey is, Oprah Winfrey is, Katy Perry. There's a lot of people that believe in vision boards. Also, I have that in the book. And then I go on to your 30-day prayer, devotional, and affirmation. And the importance of that is on day one, I'm going to give you a Bible verse. And I'm also going to give you an affirmation of your I am for that day, what it is that you need to empower yourself with. And then I'm going to pray with you. You know, it says in the Bible, where two or more are gathered, he is in the midst of them. Well, if you don't have someone to pray with, then you can read it out loud, and I'm actually praying with you because I wrote the prayer. So that gives you someone to pray with. And then at the end, I tell you to journal this, and I give you just one or two little sentences of something that I would like for you to journal. Journal brings healing. And so each day, it would literally take you 5 to 8 minutes to read that passage and journal that day and read your prayer. Do that for 30 days and watch the transformation happen in your life. I truly believe that you will be transformed if you do this for 30 straight days. You'll want to be looking for prayers to be able to do this for 30 more days. I probably need like a 100-day or 365-day journal, but the idea was to start someone off that had never done this before, start him off on a 30-day push out the door, and then watch things change. I'm a true believer that you can be a magnet for your miracles, which is my podcast today. And there are things that you need to do. And I think one of those is having a 30-day habit. And that 30-day habit will transform your life. It definitely will transform your life. It transformed mine.
If you want to learn more from Sherry, if you want to hear her, if you want to listen to her podcast, check it out. It's on Apple, it's on iHeartRadio, it's on Spotify, Stitcher, you name it, that's where it is. It's called Real Girl Talk. Her name is Sherry Ricard, and I will add the links to everything she's mentioned in our show notes. Sherry, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Christine. Love you, girl.
I love you.
Thank you guys for listening. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. You can also find this podcast on Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and more. If you would like to email me directly, feel free to reach out at podcastcoachchristine@gmail.com. And of course, you can head to my website, christine-o'donnell.com, for frequently asked questions, the latest on what's going on in the industry, and I look forward to seeing you over there.